The Burt Show.
Kristen's got me all distracted now.
What'd I do?
We were just talking off the air how I was sharing with these guys that I saw a video a couple of days ago. Elon Musk is got this program that they're trying to install now at Tesla, where if you own a Tesla, you can basically rent it out to other people while you're not using it. So it's like, it's almost like an Airbnb for your Tesla car. So Abby, you have a Tesla, let's say you're going out of town for a week. You want to get some cash for the car. You just rent it out to somebody for a week. They return it when you get home. Tesla takes a cut. You as the owner take a cut and your Tesla is on the road. So I thought it was a really, really brilliant idea. And then Kristen said, there's already kind of a website that does this kind of thing that I had no idea about.
Oh, yeah. No, Turo's been around for years. Like that Turo came out in 2010. So it's been around for almost 15 years now. And my friend down in West Palm Beach, that's how I found out about it years ago, was she wanted to buy a high-end luxury car. So people who are visiting West Palm could rent her car and they can make money off it because she has another friend who has like their own like fleet of cars and is making like a substantial amount of money from it. And then after she told me about it, I come to find out one of my good friends who lives here, he's been renting out his Tesla because he travels so much for work, and he's been renting his Tesla out for like, just making money.
I had absolutely no idea that was a thing. And even if like you're thinking about getting a new car, you only get an hour to test drive a car. But in this case, you could find somebody with a similar car, test drive it for a week, and then you could go out and buy one just like it. I had no idea this even existed.
That makes sense.
Damn. All right, Cassie, gentle parenting. It bit you in the booty.
I mean, maybe I'm just a failure as a parent because that's also very possible.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Yay.
It's so much fun. Let's fail together.
But I have been trying what's called gentle parenting, and that doesn't mean pushover parenting. Like, it just means you handle things a little more emotionally and gently with your kids rather than the overbearing authoritative, you must do this now kind of feel,
right? No reasoning, just it's my way or the highway parenting.
Yeah, not that way, but so much as like, you give them the reason. We don't do this because of this. Or you redirect or things like if they're running, you don't say, don't run. You say, walk, please, because if you fall, you will hurt yourself. Remember? So you give them explanations. And it takes a while to sink in. But with my eldest daughter, who's 4, it's been really successful. And she's very sensitive. So it's worked great. I also have a 2-year-old who's almost 2.5. And we have actually discussed getting his hearing checked because he doesn't even respond to his name. And it is getting to a point, and his hearing is fine. We've already had it tested. He's fine. He just ignores us. He don't give an F. He will do what he wants if he wants to do it. And he'll do that thing where he also, you're like, please don't do this. And he'll just stare you in the eye and walk and go do it. And he thinks it's funny, like he's being cheeky. But it's getting tiring. And so I'll try the same tactics like, Max, don't do this because of X, Y, and Z. Max, or I'll remove him or redirect him, everything. Sometimes he won't even listen. And I find I have to yell at the top of my lungs to even get him to slowly turn his head and look at me. And I'm like, I don't want to be the yelling parent, but that's the only way you listen. And now his sister is learning from him. Mm. And so I sit him down, guys, and she'll start crying. And I'm like, I don't want to yell. And in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm this parent. I don't want to yell, but you're forcing me to. And I can be better. I just don't know what to do because Max is also hitting and biting now. And I know it's because he doesn't have the words he needs to express himself genuinely. He's not a mean kid. And I can see when he gets frustrated, he just can't verbalize it. Right. And I am at a loss for what to do.
Yeah. This is why I stuck to raising cats.
That is smart.
So I subscribe to gentle parenting as well. My husband, not so much. We're really not on the same page there. And I do feel like acknowledging their feelings is important, even though sometimes, a lot of times, toddlers' feelings are very nonsensical. But sometimes, Cassie, you just got one of these. And you gotta yell. And you gotta scream. Otherwise, nothing gets done.
It's true, man.
And that's where we are, right? Where we are. The gloves are off. But here's the thing. We've been reading studies because we're like, okay, what can we do? And now there are new studies that saying yelling at your kids can be as emotionally abusive as spanking them. And so I'm like, great, my kids, I'm going to be the one in like in 20 years when my kid's in therapy because mom yelled at me for opening the fridge and trying to eat cheese.
I mean, you just can be too soft also, you know, where they don't listen and they don't respect you. I don't know what the answer is.
I mean, we do punish. We take things away. Yep. We do punishments. You lose things. You get a chance. And then if you do it again, you're like, you chose this. I told you what would happen. So we enforce it and we follow through. He just does not care. And I don't know what to do because that is so the opposite of me and all my little rule following. Everything has to be by the book. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll burn your damn book.
The Bird Show.